Better late than never. My newest battle cry. One of the annoying secrets of communicating with source through muscle testing is that the questions need to be precise and specific. I can touch a food and ask if it is good for me. And the answer is as imprecise as the question. If I ask, is this food generally good for me? That's a whole lot better. As a rule of thumb, source considers every question as right now. And if you want to know if it will be good for you tomorrow, then ask that. Often because of what else you have eaten on a given day, a perfectly good food will test as no. Observing people, and myself as well, our tendency is to assume that the person or source knows what we mean. This is the source of a lot of mischief. One of the personal benefits, for me, of being a healer. It is a misnomer, but let's not split hair. Anyway, the benefit is that dealing with lifestyle issues of clients, I have a chance to look at my lifestyle and occasionally see that I could make some changes, and even less frequently I actually do. It seems to me that almost everything that plagues people comes from bad advice. Low truth value ideas that are presented like the truth. Most of them can be considered lifestyle advice. In my opinion, how you eat, what you eat, when you eat is a lifestyle issue. And the knowledge base that is out there has an abysmally low truth value. 1%. Which means 99% dead wrong. The main culprit is medical knowledge. Doctors don't know, and make us HD on the fly. HD that can make the money. Money is what it's all about. In another article that I think I have published, I write about the reason why gurus, and healers, and whatnot make money hand over fist. Everyone wants to have the superior position of a healer, a teacher, a coach, without earning the right by producing results first for themselves, and then to random clients. If you look, the same is the situation with doctors. They want to have the upper hand, be the person who tells others what to do. Same with politicians, teachers. Coupled with humanity's infinite stupid arrogance, wanting to sit on the top over others is the main motivator of humans. Don't be mistaken about that. But knowing, really knowing, takes a lot of work. The right kind of work, in any profession. And also abilities. If your concept of doing something well is around the idea that you can imitate someone who actually can do it, you are a shill, a shyster, a fraud, a criminal. Ty calls it the American Idol syndrome. And it is everywhere. People think they can cook, they can sing, they can write, they can heal. With no real skills, no real results, no real efforts in doing it. Disgusting. Please look in the mirror before you agree with me. I am talking about you. However this applies to you. Dash. I have been hungry for a few days now. And, of course, that makes me eat, and that makes me fat. So this morning I took the time to actually look why on earth I am hungry. Hunger is the body's language to you. But because the language of the body lacks finesse, hunger can mean a lot of things. I came to an accurate conclusion of the inquiry. Because suddenly I remembered that it is springtime. When I was a child, I heard and we practiced it as a family, to double up on fresh baby greens, fresh baby vegetables came spring. Vitamin and mineral deficiency. And the body doesn't know how to say, you should be feeding me radishes, or tiny leaves of new spinach, or chives. And in our current commercial situation, in the winter we get vegetables from the southern hemisphere, or from the greenhouses of California. Dr. Schultz became rich from telling people that they needed to get the full essential nutrients every single day. In his superfood. He's trained people to not live in reality, in seasons. He trained people not to ever have a connection, communication with their bodies. Because I don't have the lazy riches at my fingertips, to all the foods grocery stores carry, I only have access to it through Instacart delivery. So I am at the other end of the spectrum. I need to pay attention to even the slightest utterance of my body. Or better said, I should pay attention. But I only pay attention occasionally. Like I did today. I still have some of Dr. Schultz's superfood tablets from years ago. When I used to take it religiously. So I muscle tested and the test said, take 5. The dose of the superfood, the tablets, is 15 a day. In my extreme hunger case I needed 5, one-third of what he recommends. Now you see why Dr. Schultz got filthy rich. And people's health is declining. Humans are supposed to pay attention to their bodies. And they don't. There are, instead, busy doing things that is killing them. Yeah, I literally mean killing them. Today I looked at the street I live on. I am the oldest woman here. The next oldest woman is 15 years younger than me. All the wives of the men on the street died off one by one, while their husbands lived on. I am not sure how that connects to what I say above. But I feel somehow it connects. Maybe because women are more likely to be enslaved to the tree of knowledge? Tree of knowledge is knowledge that is not yours. That you didn't earn. Things you heard, read about, but you have no real experience with. Made up knowledge. The truth value of health in the tree of knowledge, as I said above, is 1%. That means 99% of it is not true. As I work with clients, or their wives on the client's behalf, I can see this clearly. Occasionally I have a youngling who still lives under the thumb of a rich parent. Rich parents think that rich food will make the child well. That eating more meat-like food will put muscle on them. While they are killing the child, and making it not suited to life. One of my life-defining experiences was reading about the Mongols, Genghis Khan and his children. While they lived the lifestyle of their ancestors, they were strong and irresistible. Once, through trade and conquering, they had access to rich food. They declined. Their health, their character declined. So how did the original Mongols eat? They lived mostly on meat, blood, and milk. They didn't stay at one place long enough to grow stuff. But they put fresh greens in their stews, greens that they could dig out, even in winter, from under the snow. For flavor and for life. No ancestry says, you can live on meat and fish alone. But that is what the health-conscious keto or paleo people are trying to do. And then they fall like flies. Your body needs what it needs, and your job is to give it to your body. Your job is not to follow some diet that is going to be deficient in what you need, or wholly unsuited to your body. The more you know about health, the more wrong you are. Because what you know is tree of knowledge. And because it is women who cook, who shop, it is in their hands how humanity will live and fare in life, health-wise. So instead of learning the bullshit on the internet, start researching how your ancestors ate, how they lived, such that you had a chance to be born. And stop hoping for miracles. More often than not, for my healing clients to get really well, they need to change their minds. About many things. But especially about what to eat, how much to eat, and how to live. Lifestyle. I have two clients in their 20s. They share that they have no muscles, that their posture is abominable, and that they spend their lives aimless, almost entirely depending on their well-to-do parents. Their veins, the blood vessels that return the blood to the heart, are nearly completely clogged. Okay, if you are squeamish, skip the next paragraph. The first sign of clogged veins is, if you are a man, that your penis doesn't get enough blood to be functional. And you may lose feelings there too. I don't care, but I bet you do. So get the message, your lifestyle isn't conducive to life. To living. To health. Between you and me, the healing energy I channel can eliminate the gook in your veins. For mucho mucho dollar im. Or you start eating like your ancestors did. And exercise. Move your body. And if you have your food list, if you don't honor it, then it won't work. Duh. Pretend that you are poor, like your ancestors, and combine the foods in a way that you get from it what your body needs. P.S. I notice that I occasionally go on a binge. Anything more than just a few times, more than just a normal portion is a binge in this context. My latest is homemade yogurt. You either eat one thing or another. And if you eat too much of one thing, you won't eat any of the other. And you'll create a deficiency. And deficiency makes you feel hungry. Hunger that you misunderstand. This is how I gain weight, every time. Have never realized. But better late than never. This has been my newest battle cry. Very empowering. I am not the healer. I just facilitate the body to heal itself. And even that is not completely true, I channel the energy that does the facilitating.